Hello again. I just finished reading a book called By Sword and Fire, Cruelty and Atrocity in Medieval Warfare by Sean McGlynn, a lecturer at the University of Bristol. I find myself generally interested in medieval warfare, in the strategies and tactics used in politics of the day, in war machines that were used, all the weapons, the equipment, technology, and how the different battles took place and what exactly happened and all that. And this book in particular discussed an aspect that I hadn't come across often, and definitely not in a, let's say, a book on it of its own. The idea that knightly honor and chivalry in general is not as it has been portrayed to us maybe in the 20th and the 21st century through the different movies and books. The author talks about how different in different battles and campaigns, knights and noblemen took decisions where thousands of civilians were massacred and thousands and hundreds of prisoners of war were massacred right there on the field of battle after they had surrendered and their surrender was accepted. My friends generally know me as somebody who's interested in military affairs and weapons and equipment and battles and stuff like that. And the idea of honor in the military is also, I mean, you can't really like read about history and not come across all these different things of honor, like in the past and during the present time. And this book, I mean, it's not the book alone, but this book has really done a lot to warp my view of things, of how things were supposedly, you know, how things supposedly were at that point in time. But also the parallels that I was able to draw between people's mode of thinking as far back as 1100 AD and the people nowadays is quite startling. For example, I never thought that all the chroniclers and historians of different medieval of different time periods in the medieval era would have no problem at all with the fact that these prisoners were killed. And the different kings of the time, the author talks about Salah ad-Din and Richard the Lionheart, and how they remained friends even though after each king had slaughtered thousands of soldiers that belonged to the other king's camp, and yet they exchanged gifts and all that, and how things like that were okay in politics. I mean, that was, it's basically realist politics at its best. And realist politics, of course, is something that I abhor completely, because it says that no decision is taboo, that there's nothing you would not do to achieve your goal, as long as you stand to benefit, or you being your personal self or your state, nation, group of friends, whatever it is. Yani, it's crazy how people are able to condone such level of violence, you know, this level of violence against other human beings for the sake of land or money. And it gives me the feeling that people have lost sight of what should be the most important thing: the fact that we're all human beings, and the fact that, you know, the earth is, well, our population has grown, but there's enough earth for us all, there's enough wealth for us all, there's enough riches and natural everything for us all. But this tendency to just like want more and want what other people have, I think, and people's tendency to categorize and classify, I mean, we all do this in some form or another, but this idea that you can actually pass judgment on a large group of others, you know, just because, for example, just like military trials of civilians in Egypt at the moment. I was shocked by the number of people that actually support these trials, because supposedly they help keep Egypt's streets safer from all the criminals and thugs. And it's ridiculous how people can condone this lack of justice just because they think that the people, you know, on whom it is being applied don't really matter, that it's almost like they don't deserve to be human beings or don't deserve to be part of society. And I find it quite strange that, you know, it's they have no empathy at all towards these people. They don't pose the what if argument. What if you were in their situation? You know what I mean? It's what if you were the person who was falsely being tried? You know what I mean? What about justice? I mean, if the person has committed a crime, they can go through the normal legal system. And I know the book, of course, did not talk about this, but it's the same general idea. It's this idea that people, humanity hasn't changed much in its general outlook. You know what I mean? That classify, categorize, condemn people who are different from you for whatever reason. People who have AIDS, people who come from a different ethnic background, people who have a different religion, people who, you know what I mean?